You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Omicron.
I
depends on how you want to say it. I looked it up. Both are correct.
Depends on who's saying.
Yes, that's correct. It's news time now. Sean's here with the news.
Yes, I am. And we do have a lot to talk about. Omicron obviously will factor into that. And Dominion Energy is asking you to please get in contact with them if you're behind on your bills. That's important news. Mm-hmm. We'll bring it to you. First, the news is brought to you by Huffman & Huffman. That little accident you just had could be worth big money. Huffman & Huffman has earned their clients over $100 million. Call them today at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. We will start today as around 800 active-duty Virginia Army National Guard members will be part of Task Force Red Dragon, which will be going to be a part of security missions in the Horn of Africa.
Oh, well, are we stepping up security there?
Seems like it.
There goes my vacation to Namibia.
It does.
Damn it.
It's considered to be one of the most dangerous places in the world, the Horn of Africa.
Wow,
Task Force Red Dragon will be the largest task force that the Virginia National Guard has deployed since World War II. A big factor in the storming of the beach of Normandy.
So what's the story down there? Are we talking about pirates? Or does this have anything to do with this new virus mutation?
They didn't have the specifics on why they're being sent. They just said security missions is how it's being labeled. Okay. There may be some more information out there, but
keeping shipping lanes clear.
The governor spoke to them at a ceremony in Bedford, Virginia over the weekend saying, "I have a simple ask of all of you. That is to serve this Commonwealth and serve this country proudly. I know you will. I ask you all to take care of each other. I've been in your shoes, and it is so important to take care of your fellow soldiers. Serve us proudly, but come home safely. That's what we want for all of you."
But when the governor said it, it took over 30 minutes.
He's still saying it.
I want you to know I have been in your shoes.
They're already 3 months behind
that.
On the
air. I respect that.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you to all of you and your loved ones who are, to those of you who are being sent off and deployed.
Slow talker.
Please come home safe.
Yes, amen. God bless.
You did bring it up. Cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus popped up in countries on opposite sides of the world yesterday. And many governments have rushed to close border. That came even as scientists cautioned that it's not clear if the new variant is more alarming than other versions of the virus. The variant was identified days ago by researchers in South Africa. Not much is still known about it. Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about that.
There are enough people right now in South Africa that our South African colleagues are following to determine, is this highly transmissible but doesn't really give a severe disease, or does it really give the same kind of severity that we've seen with Delta and other variants? You were having a low level of infection, and then all of a sudden there was this big spike. And when the South Africans looked at it, they said, oh, my goodness, this is a different virus than we've been dealing with.
It's a different variant of the virus, many countries rushed to act, reflecting anxiety about anything that could prolong the pandemic that has killed more than 5 million people. President Biden also gave some comments about steps the U.S. is going to be taking.
We're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region. Except for American citizens who are able to come back.
That list may change, as a matter of fact, today because the president
is that right?
Is expected to speak today on more steps that we're going to be taking.
To limit
the spread
access
of the Omicron variant. They're trying to keep it
from
popping up.
It's probably already here.
Probably is, but we haven't identified it yet.
Well, they've identified two cases in Canada.
Yeah.
It's on the continent.
It is on the continent, yes.
Yeah.
That's part of the issue. So we're looking at what other steps are going to be taken.
Right.
Israel decided to bar entry to foreigners, and Morocco said it would suspend all incoming flights for 2 weeks. The Netherlands reported 13 cases. The Portuguese soccer team has identified 13 cases of the new variant among their team members. The UK has found 8 cases now. It was believed they only had 2, but they found 6 in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Hong Kong has found its third case. Yep. Both Canada found 2. Canada found 2, and Australia each found 5 in their area. So, I mean, it's happening
so
in a lot of different places.
All right, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So this cat is out of the bag to a degree.
Seems that way.
I love the guy, I don't know what his job, chairman or whatever he is, of South Africa.
Yeah.
Went on television. Totally unhappy with this travel ban thing.
Yeah.
Not just us.
Yeah.
I mean, like the world.
Yeah.
Expressing his disappointment. It's like, dude, you're doing this with a straight face. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course they're like, duh.
Yeah, I don't.
No, it won't stop it. You're just trying to slow it down.
Right.
I'm just trying to keep less of it here.
Yeah, which is exactly what it is. They're trying to limit the spread, not stop it. It's
none
too late
these
to stop
things
it.
Things are absolutes.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly right.
By the way, South Africa has one of the lowest vaccination rates going.
Well.
No, they put it right on them head and shoulders that way.
Okay, yeah, well,
I heard it parked there over the weekend.
The Virginia Department of Health will be monitoring sewage, by the way, in various parts of the state in an effort to predict future outbreaks of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The Danville Register NB reported Saturday that the Virginia Department of Health is deploying up to 25 wastewater monitoring sites across the Commonwealth. Testing sewage can help help health officials gauge COVID-19 infection in a community.
Yeah.
That's because people who are sick shed the virus in bodily waste.
Yeah, remember the Chinese were swabbing anuses.
That's right. The sewage.
That's tough to do at the CVS.
You go sit down. You sit down on the toilet, and all of a sudden you feel a little swab come up. And the sewage monitoring will complement other programs that monitor COVID-19 infection in the state's communities. The goal is to provide warnings before a surge begins. This kind of testing of wastewater isn't new. It's been used for other dangerous infections as well, such as polio. So it has happened before, yes.
That's how you know to look there.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. Uh-huh. Dominion Energy wants to remind you, if you're behind on your power bill, you need to take some steps to keep your power from being turned off today.
Oh, really?
Yes. 20 months ago, when we started the pandemic, the state put a freeze on utility companies turning off services to customers who fell behind on their utility bills. Thousands of people are now at risk, according to Dominion Energy, of having their power cut off today. This is today is when it'll start happening again. Dominion Energy spokesperson Ryan Duodny spoke with Wavy TV, saying this affects people more than 60 days behind, and he laid out some other things.
We know it's getting into the winter and the holiday season, and we're trying to be sensitive to that. But there are going to be some folks who, for one reason or another, struggling financially or otherwise, have decided that they can't pay their bill.
And he's saying that those customers need to talk to them. They've reached out to customers already that are more than 60 days behind to let them know, hey, something needs to happen here.
Yeah.
So there's options if you want to do this. They have their energy share program, which isn't based on income or anything like that.
Right, right.
He said, since the beginning of the pandemic, we actually redid how we provide payment plans. So you pay about half of your outstanding balance, mm-hmm. and then you had 12 months to catch up.
Right.
What we have now is no money down and up to 24 months to catch up. So they've doubled the amount of time to catch up.
Yeah, they said last week, too, that they'll work you out a plan of some kind. But communication is the key.
Yes.
In areas of credit.
Yes, he absolutely said you need to contact us. He said don't just dodge the bill. You have to get in touch with us.
Don't be embarrassed.
They don't want anybody's power to be turned off. They want to find something to work for you. He also did say that some people who are on other forms of assistance don't have to worry about losing their power until March.
Those people who have received energy share utility assistance, they're on TANF or WIC or other state assistance programs. They don't have to worry about being disconnected until at least March.
Until at least March. So you've got that going on.
Right.
And so just a heads up, reminder, if you're in that boat, go ahead and contact them. We've gotten to that point, Rumble, where Merriam-Webster has declared their 2021 Word of the Year.
The Word of the Year.
Yes, last year we remember what the word was, right? It was pandemic.
Yes.
It was everywhere. Well, Peter Sokolowski.
When someone says the Word of the Year, yell really loud.
Okay, well, it's coming. The editor-at-large for the dictionary company told the Associated Press that lookups for the word vaccine increased 601% over 2020. There it is. Even more telling, searches on the Merriam-Webster website increased by 1,048% over 2019 before the COVID pandemic took hold. Mm-hmm. The selection follows Vax's Word of the Year from the folks who published the Oxford English Dictionary, and it comes after Merriam-Webster chose pandemic last year. So vaccine.
Well, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, it is kind of where we are.
We'll remember this. We won't remember it fondly, but we'll remember this. These will be the days. I posted a picture of myself running out to get green beans at the last minute on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving morning.
I saw that.
Yeah. And you know what? I have a paper mask in the car. I throw it on when I go to a grocery store. You know what? I walk past the pharmacy and there's all these people in line and whatnot. Obviously not on Thanksgiving. It makes people comfortable. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. And I'll be honest with you, I'm happy my face is covered when these people sneezing and coughing mm-hmm. and whatnot. I'm wondering if I'm ever going to go back to a place.
they talked about this might just become
a part of
regular life and fashion.
That bother me.
Yeah, they said it will help cut down transmissible diseases like that.
I suppose.
To a degree. It's not going to get rid of anything.
Yeah. Well, dude, but I'm walking out of the airport, and this dude on a jazzy just... He pulls his mask down so he can sneeze.
Oh,
just into the air.
Come on. Literally defeats the purpose.
Bro, let a brother pass first.
I will buy you
something.
A new mask.
Just how about into the arm? Anything. Something. Anything. What was that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That's... Apparently having a jazzy is just a ticket to be an a-hole. There you go. It's my free pass. Feel bad for me. I got a jazzy. By the way, I'm an a-hole.
Well, while we're talking about airlines,
a
Spirit Airlines passenger had to be restrained over the weekend with zip ties and is being charged with public intoxication after yet another altercation on an airplane.
Not good.
Police received a call from Spirit Airlines about a passenger on their flight that was arriving at Nashville. And they met them at the gate. The crew said 42-year-old Amanda Henry punched a flight attendant and pulled another one's hair.
Yikes.
She was trying to fight everybody, apparently. Amanda was visibly intoxicated with bloodshot eyes, and the police said she had a scent of alcohol so strong they could smell it while attempting to carry her off the plane.
Oh, my.
Yeah. According to police, during her rampage, another passenger decided they were going to try and stop her and zip-tied her feet.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Yeah, well, once the zip ties were removed, she couldn't walk.
Really?
So maybe a little too tight.
Too tight?
Maybe so, yeah. They did say they had to help carry her off the plane as a result.
Well,
the whole time she's trying to straighten out her legs and be as difficult as possible
and
screaming expletives at them and, of course, not being useful at all to society.
The wrinkle on these now, it came out over the weekend. The FAA, who is the agency, Federal Aviation Administration, the agency responsible for flight and whatnot, has turned every single one of these cases over to the Department of Justice and the FBI and wants these people jailed. They're going no longer fines. They want them jailed.
Well,
they're having them prosecuted.
It's not getting any better.
No. They're having them prosecuted.
At a certain point, they've got to do something.
This is why you wear a belt to throw around somebody's neck. Hey, dude.
I've worn a leather belt for years.
So. Between me and landing, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sit your ass down. How about that?
Spirit Airlines released a statement saying law enforcement officers met Spirit Airlines flight NK-222 after arriving in Nashville and removed a passenger for unruly behavior. We do not tolerate aggressive behavior of any kind, and this passenger is no longer welcome on any of our flights.
Yeah.
Thank you to our guests who assisted our
crew. But they
said
it in Spirit. And you're not welcome.
They did say they're going to work with relevant authorities to ensure that the they said this individual is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The individual members of the flight crew did not want to press charges against Henry, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're not they're not pressing charges individually.
Let the company do it.
Right. It's going to happen one way or another.
Yeah. Or the people in charge of the FAA.
Yes, exactly right.
The agency.
Why get in the middle of this? This is going to happen anyway. Let's just go ahead and just get out of the way.
Yes.
You know, so there you go. So that's a thing.
Well, if you press charges, you're going to have to come back.
Right.
Wherever you just landed.
And you may have to anyway if the company is going to press charges.
I suppose that's true.
So why do it twice?
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, why do it twice? And with that, I'll tell you what it's like today. Sunny with a high near 48. We're looking at some dry times here in the future. And I heard that a good portion of the Commonwealth is under a moderate drought.
Yeah.
Which is not a great thing.
I found that curious. But
apparently we need some rain, and we're not going to see it anytime soon. Sunny with a high near 48, northwest winds 10 to 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Last check, it was about 42 degrees outside. Yeesh. Grab a jacket. Yeesh. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.